Hello everyone. I'm Benoit. I'm going to talk about scaling secure network functions with VPP and my experience doing that with VPP. So let me go next slide. Okay. So about me, I'm working at Cisco in the cloud security business unit. I'm working on VPP for some years and almost 20 years of pushing packets around, which start to be a bit long, I guess. What I'm going to share with you is my experience with running a service which has 50K active IPsec tunnels. What it takes to get there with VPP. So that's roughly what we're going to cover. First, why is it so hard to scale IPsec? I'll go very briefly on VPP because you already had two talks about that. I'll share a bit what's going on with IPsec in VPP recently. And then I'll do a deep dive on what are the models of operations for IPsec and VPP, what is the scale in terms of tunnels, in terms of performance, in terms of memory. Then how do we automate that? And a brief wrap-up. All right, so why is it so hard to scale IPsec? So first, you have some scale requirements, like with SD-WAN system, for example, where all tunnels are automated, etc., you can have a lot of tunnels created to your events, so to the thousands or tens of thousands. You also have functions like 5G UPF, for example, in mobile, where again you can have a lot of different tunnels with high bandwidth, you have the bandwidth issue, right? So some tunnels might require a very high bandwidth by themselves, and then when you aggregate all those tunnels together, you can have to process a lot of throughput. And finally, when you have a lot of different customers, like different companies, etc., obviously you cannot use the same routing tables for everyone. And so there's also a challenge in terms of scaling the number of berths. And if you look at what we traditionally do, you can use, obviously, the Linux kernel IPsec stack, which is well-known and very robust.